Welcome to another episode of the Brian Geno Show. As you know, I am Brian Geno, and like always, on all podcast platforms everywhere, Brian Geno Show, social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook, Brian Geno Show, and of course, YouTube channel, Brian Geno Show, is where you can find this visual episode and all visual episodes on my YouTube channel, Brian Geno Show. You go type in Brian Geno Show. I don't think you need to space it. I think it's all together. I don't know. I don't really go YouTube myself. But you go subscribe, like, comment, man. I do comment back, man. Let's get into it, man. I hope you guys enjoy this episode, man. I have another personal episode in a minute. So can I, like, just talk? Okay, let me just get straight to it. I haven't been happy for a long time, for a very long time. I haven't been happy in a very long time. Which is, you know, understandable. Where I'm at right now in my life, and where I've been in my life for the last couple of years. Feel like, losing my father, made me really have to, you know, think, and I'm still grieving that, and I'm gonna always grieve that, because that's something that just, like, was just the most, like, it's, I can't even find words to explain that feeling still. Last couple of weeks, though, has been just, like, a wake up call, man. It's been more so of a, you gotta get your shit together. I had a lot of shit going on the last couple of weeks, to the point where I had to go. Well, at the point where I was like, I need to go look for a place. No, I need to go look for an apartment. I need to go look for a studio apartment. And I found one. Now it's just about scraping up the funds to get and pay for it. And I've been trying to, you know, call and getting these programs that can help me. I'm trying to get in these programs that can help me, with assistance to get a place, and it's just hard, you know, because a lot of these people got waiting lists and super long, and it's, you know, and it's just like, You feel like you're never gonna get what you wanna be. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like if I was able to work, you know, at a real job, and I didn't have these restrictions on my body and my mental state, then I probably would be who I wanna be. But since I don't, well, since I do, I should say. Yeah, it sucks, and I hate coming on this podcast and sounding dejected, or even sound like I need pity, because I don't. I get that, you know, my life is the way it is because of how I was born, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was given only so much limitations in my life to do certain things, and compound with the fact that I've also been missing my father the last couple of months. Which brings me to him. Past weekend, I saw my dad in my sleep. And I saw my dad once in my sleep. I think I talked about it. But I saw my dad in my sleep. And he was in his casket. He got up. And all I could do was hug him and cry and thank him. And he was like, that everything gonna be all right. I'm just saying that, like, that everything gonna be all right. Need that, man. And I thanked him at his funeral. And I woke up crying. Woke up crying. Because he was clear as the day, like, was my dad. Like, and I'm hugging him. And I woke up crying. I was in tears. And I was like, and I got mad at myself for a second because I was like, you had another opportunity to tell this man you love them. And, you know what I'm saying? And all you said was thank you. And epiphany hit me. Why I keep telling my dad thank you every time, at his funeral or when I saw him in my dream. I think I'm telling him thank you because I always tell him I love him. Like when he was here and tell him I love him with my prayers and, I talk before I go to sleep. And I always tell him I love him. But I never thanked him. I never thanked him for being my father. I never thanked him for being, my dad, you know what I'm saying? I think that's why I keep thanking him. Like, everything he is, it was, I am. Like, I got a lot of his good, and I think that, and the one bad, and a couple bad things that I do have from him, but I think him telling me that, hugging him, and I mean, man, I was crying in my dream, and then I woke up, and I'm like, I got like, tears in my eyes, like, because my dad clear as day, and the last thing he told me in my dream was, like, when you're ready, I'm here. And that, I need that, because for the last couple of weeks, I've been feeling like, man, I ain't got nobody. And it's always what I felt when I like when I always say to myself, like, if I ever make it, I'm not gonna have anyone. I don't engage in with my family, either side. I try to keep my distance. I don't really like talking a lot. I feel out of place in my family, either side. Like, I just feel out of place. And maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the one. And I could easily say I am probably the reason why I feel so out of place in my own family. Like, because I don't engage. I don't try to, if I see something, then I probably say something, but I don't, and that's not a good thing when you have to say that. Like, if I see something, I say something. Like a motherfucker's creating a like having a crime or some shit. Like, but I think I've always made it that way about myself. Like, when I was young, I used to be in the house playing video games. I never really was outside on the porch, like, talking about it. Like, and when I did go out there, it would be like, nah. You know, and also, it was also how I was brought up and raised. Like, my brother will always keep me from things, which is a good thing. You know, that's what a big brother's supposed to do. But he also would try to, like, keep me from, like, doing kid shit, too. It's just like, come on, man. Like, and I think that's why I am where I am, like, mentally sometimes. It's just like, I built this wall of, like, not engaging with people after a while. And what I've realized is I'm better talking to strangers than I am my own goddamn family, because I think I'm so used to being, like I always say, I'm the sick kid. I'm the guy that, you know, I'm the person that got a baby and they got a coddle or some shit. I'm a grown ass man, 30. Like, if people still like they and that goes into my life right now. I'm trying to get out of this, 'cause this is the last bit of who I used to be. I wanna fail. I wanna fail. I wanna, you know, I want that. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause I think every person in the world want to know they fail and they could come back and be stronger from it. And I think a lot of times we especially nowadays, we coddle shit too much. We don't want you to fail. It's like, no, you need to fail. Like, that's the thing. That's how you understand how strong you are. You know what I'm saying? The ones that survive it is always the strongest when we look back at it. So I think for me, finding a place isn't just finding a place for to call my own. It's finding a place that I've always thought I was always in my life, even though I never really had it. It would feel like I do now. Sometimes that's all you need. You need to have something to fight for, and I think it's been too long that I haven't had that. I fight for this, my podcast, obviously. But something in the, and I don't know if you like it or not. Like I always say, like, I don't know if y'all like this or not until I put it out in the comments and everything like that. I don't know if y'all like it or not. But something in reality, my life, I just need something to myself. And that I don't have to share. Excuse me, I don't have to share. I don't have to worry about if I'm rubbing somebody the wrong way or speaking a little bit too loud, or I know my boundaries. I know, you know, where I'm at. And for me personally, that's what I want. You know, if I piss somebody off, they can't just be like, you know, you're ungrateful or you don't do nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to feel like I matter. That's it. Like, I want to feel like I matter. Like, I want to feel like I want to have a place. Like, I want to have a place in the world. I think sometimes it's hard to find that in this world sometimes, because so many people pull you and push you in other directions that they don't really know what the fuck you are, and they don't know what the fuck you really do. So, yeah, man. Yeah. All in all, I needed that from my dad. I needed to hug him. I needed to thank him for being my dad, being my father. Him just telling me it'd be okay. That's what I needed. Nothing more, nothing less. Especially the week I was having, I needed that to close out the week. So, yeah. All right. I'll tell you guys soon. This has been the Brand Janu Show. I'm Brand Janu. Peace.